Gemara in the end of Maseches Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph explains that the Shabbos is Kriya Satora is not merely Parshas HaShavua, but rather the fulfillment of a Takanas Ezra. The Gemara tells us that one of the Takanos was to lay in the Tochacha before the Yontif of Shavuos, and to lay in the Tochacha this coming Shabbos before the time of Rosh Hashanah. Tosus even comments that this can resolve the following difficulty, as we have this year, when neither Rosh Hashanah nor Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. We have two Shabbosos in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, and it's necessary to divide and to combine certain parshios. Tosus writes, Shol bebeis medrash shol Rabbeinu Nissim, it would have been very reasonable to separate Nitzavim vayelech. Those are relatively short parshios. After all, Nitzavim 40 psukim, combine that with vayelech, and instead we don't do that. We separate Nitzavim vayelech, we combine during the summer months, as you recall, Matos and Masei, a very lengthy Kriya Satorah, 244 psukim. Tosus writes, why do we do so? Why not divide the long parshios, combine the short parshios? Tosus writes, because of this Takanas Ezra. You have to lay in the Tochacha before the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. Laying the Tochacha means, Tosus writes, beginning with Kisavah and spilling over into Nitzavim, because it also contains Brachos and Klolos, and that is the proper positioning in order to experience the Yom HaDin. The Marit writes in Chelek Beis Simin Dalit, not for now, but the same thing is true in variations of the Kriya Satora during the aftermath of Shavuos, that we combine and separate the Parshios, even though at times it means we're not aligned with Eretz Yisrael, in order to fulfill that Takanas Ezra as well. And therefore one should recognize that the Kriya Satora is incredibly important, part of the positioning for the Yemei HaDin. On one level, no doubt, that Tichla Shana V'Kiloseha, Tachel Shana V'Rchoseha, or Mispalau Ta'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Klola should come to an end, ensuing year should be one, of Ishnas Chaim V'Shalom, but perhaps there are also other indications as well. There is a stunning Ha'ara, and that is the Shita of the Halachos Gedolos. It's also the Shita of the Bahag, as well as Rav Sadia Gaon, that count the Brachos and Klolos in Minyan HaMitzvah. And it's surprising, why should this be one of the Tarag Mitzvos? The Rambam cites the Sheet of Halachas Gedolos and Sefer Mitzvos in Shoresh Gimel. That's where the Rambam writes, in order to be counted in Minyan HaMitzvos, a mitzvah has to be Noheges Ledoros. It has to be something which is everlasting, something which is a Horah Shah, that really is not part of Minyan HaMitzvos. The Rambam writes in such a striking way that Torah Tziv Lanamosha Morasha. Morasha. Morasha is something that is enduring. A morasha is something which is everlasting. A morasha is not something that would apply to a morasha. Maram Rundberg writes, the term morasha is only found in Chumash when it comes to describing Torah and when describing our relationship to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that is a morasha. Morasha means everlasting, enduring. It's not considered to be a morasha. And with this, the Rambam disagrees with the Halachos Gedolos that counts the Brachos and Klolos as part of Taryag Mitzvos. The Ramban defends the Bahag by arguing as follows. You know what a Horasha means? Something where, yes, it's an event that happened once, but also something that is not binding necessarily the Doros. Many of the Dinim of Pesach Mitzrayim, it only happened then, and it doesn't have a Chalos, a Kiyum, the Doros. The brachos and klolos of Har Griz Reisal, it's true, that was a once-in-a-lifetime event that happened once, but the effect, the Ramban writes, the kiyum of a knisa lebris is something which is noheges ledoros, and therefore it warrants a place in morasha as part of minyan hamitzvahs. Ruch Lefishol Plor argues to explain the shita of Rav Sadia Gaon in mitzvah nun zayin that there is something that we learn from the brachos and the klolos. You know, when you look at the difference between the brachos and klalos in b'chukosen and kisavo, the Gemara points out, Megillah daf lamed aleph, im b'chukosen telechu is b'loshen rabbin. And yet here the brachos and klalos are b'loshen yachid. And the Gaon writes, the very end of the Sefer Divrei Yehu, that there is a fundamental difference. When you have something that is rendered in the plural, that means it's given to each person individually, somewhat ironically. Something which is b'loshen rabbim is a chovas hayachid. It means to every individual. And you have a mitzvah which is given then, b'loshen yachid, that means it's considered to be a chovas hatzibur. A chovas hatzibur. Husfartem lachem, when it comes to sfira somer, that means sfir lachalecha v'yachad, menacho samachay. Ulekachtem lachem, lekicha b'yad kolecha v'yachad. Tosus writes, because lekachtem, v'loksi v'lekachta. When it comes to counting the years of the oval, the safar to lecha, b'loshen yachid, it means all of Klal Yisrael, but as one unit, al yedei bezdin. The Gon points out, b'loshen yachid means Knesset Yisrael as a whole. When it comes to Lashon Rabbah, it means each individual. And the Gon writes this in Parshas Nitzavim. When it comes to a knisa lebris, what does it mean that Bnei Yisrael enters into a bris with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, individually or collectively? And the answer is both. A bris means that individual, the chukosai teleichu, kol echad v'yachad is obligated to. But all of a sudden here, the Torah revisits a knisa lebris. And here the Torah tells us it's true b'loshen yachid. And that means that this is a collective entry into a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the Gemara describes the concept of arvus, kol yisrael arevim, zebazen. But the sugya in Sanhedrin daf mem gimel and Sotan daf lam zayin, both Gemaras say that where do you see arvus? Ooh, from the brachos in klalos, in kisavo, in itzavim, that loitchem levadchem. That means that this is not binding simply on yechidim, but this is binding on all of Knesset Yisrael as a whole. And the reason is the Gon explains two different parshios of brach and klala, lashon yachid, lashon rabim, is in order to indicate that the knisa lebris is a dual machayim. It means individually, this is what I must do, but you have to recognize you're part of holistic tzibur. And so much of the avodah sayom of Yom HaKippurim, and so many dinei Rosh Hashanah, no doubt, revolve around this concept that, you know, we're accountable, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as yechidim, but we recognize that it's incredible to be able to link into the Kedusha Satzibur, and that is absolutely transformative. We'll have Tekiyos Demiyushav and Tekiyos Demiyumad and a Vidui and a silent Shmones and a Vidui and a Chazaras Hashatz, because that position is considered to be critical. We exist in a dual axis. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yechidim, but part of an absolute holistic Tzibur. And if that really is true, what better way to be able to enter into the Yemei Hadin than understanding and realizing that there is a binding tochacha, not only on individuals, but rather on all of Knesset Yisrael as a whole. And when one understands that, you know, that you position yourself to be able to enter into the Yemei Hadin, a person will experience a root awakening if you think that you can emerge Zakai Bedin on your own, without any help of the Tzibur. But when you link yourself to a Tzibur of Kedusha and Tara, that's something which is transformative. And that's why this Tochacha, that's what the Gon writes, V'haya b'shamos divrei ala hazos, that you hear this Tochacha, all of Knesset Yisrael as a whole. It hones your vision to be able to appreciate that sense of Kedusha. And therefore, at Takanas Ezra, beginning the Shabbos, and Tosus writes, even extending, spilling over to next Shabbos, to be able to lane these brachos and klalos in order to be able to experience appropriately the Yemei Hadin. Life as a ben yeshiva, as a ben Torah, means that we live in that dual access. That we understand that, yes, our commitment has to be fulfilled individually, in the sense that I cannot rely on the tzibur, on shlichus, in order to see to it that I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. But as important, no doubt, as that is, to recognize what it means to be part of a holistic tzibur. That's something which is absolutely critical. Your positioning, your davening, your learning b'hasmad, your esek b'torah, inspires the tzibur as a whole. And I think I speak on behalf of all of the Rebbeim. Since the beginning of the Zman, it's been a magnificent Kol Dor. And that's something that they want to absolutely continue. It has to be vibrant. It has to be palpable. You know, Baruch Hashem, many of you have had a Seder, even before davening, to be able to position yourself properly for Avodah Shebelev. The Yemei HaSlichos are coming. You know what it means? Yes, yeah, starting earlier. But, you know, how can you come late to Slichos? You know, if you understand simply what Slichos is supposed to represent, you know, how can a person show up late for such an opportunity as a tzibur to be able to engage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in days of rachamim and in days of din? Understand the lesson. It's not coincidental that we learn these parshios before the Yantif of Rosh Hashanah. That Tosas, take a look, that Chazal purposely saw to it that that's how we position the parshios in order that one should do so. Avudraham writes that in the time of the Mishnah, even though the first Ola, the Kohen, would recite one bracha, and the Achron would recite the last bracha, and the intermediate didn't recite a bracha. Not true when it comes to brachos and klalos. There were intermediate brachos in order to indicate that this is a special event, the kriya of the tochacha, as we understand that what it means to be on the threshold of the Yemei Hadin. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us that continued siyata deshmaya as yichidim, as a tzibur, to appreciate the dual kedusha that we have, to be able to see to it that not only beginning the zman with a sense of cheshek and hislavus and passion and enthusiasm, but for the duration of the man as well, the days of Yom Harayim and beyond, to be able to continue on the high bar that we've set. You know, Bezras Hashem, that there will be ma'orer racham eshamayim, and Bezras Hashem, this understanding of the dual axis that we have will be ma'orer, that sense of rachamim, and Knesset Yisrael will experience Yeshuos v'nachamos. Thank you.